Welcome back, Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
I think America's like a sleeping giant, and I think it's beginning to wake up, and I want to help with the awakening so that it survives. All creepily got your friggin' nose all up in everybody's hair. Now, I personally don't like him. I think the guy's a complete moron.
Now's the time to stand up for yourself and stand up for what you believe in.
You don't go from a bartender to a congresswoman. It's just so dumb.
Let me answer you. You started off this premise of how does Tucker Carlson get 3 million viewers every night? A recent morning consult poll said that 23% of Republican males are okay with white nationalist, white supremacist views. That's 1 in 4 Republican males and 9% of all Americans. So there's an audience out there. It's still a fringe. It's still a minority, but it's a fringe. What the Democrats need to do, and it's so obvious at this point, is brand them with it, is basically take this replacement theory and now make it the Republican racist replacement theory. Make every Republican answer, do you believe in it or not? Brand every Republican, this is the party of the replacement theory. Take what is a sliver, or I'm a real minority, but a minority, and make it the entire raison d'etre of the Republican Party. Do the same thing with violence. It's the RV party. It's the Republican violence party. Brand them the very, this is judo, the very, very heinous things that they stand for and are hiding behind. Brand them on it. Take a branding iron, put it on them so that any mainstream Republican has to wear that badge and go, are you voting Republican? Do you understand you're voting for the replacement theory? Do you believe in that? Is that what you stand for? Do you believe that immigrants are coming over to replace white people and it's part of a Jewish cabal planning this whole thing and through interracial marriage? Do you believe, because that's the Republican platform. So make the Republicans own it.
Miles, you've got some money in a political operation. You going to cut that ad?
All right. I believe we had this conversation last week. Did I not say that before the November election, the Democratic Party is going to be up to their same old tricks and that they're going to start with the all Republicans, conservatives, or anybody that votes for anything other than a Democrat, we're all racists and xenophobes and sexophobes and homophobes and whatever other phobe you want to put in there, that is what we are. Well, there it is. The proof is in the pudding. He says they need to brand us with the great replacement theory. The replacement theory, just in case you don't know, I didn't care to talk about it because it's kind of stupid, but to sum up what it is, the replacement theory is an idea that white populations, both here in North America, in the U.S. and in Europe, are being replaced by minority populations largely through immigration. So they want to get people on the record saying whether or not you agree with this theory or believe it is real, and that the Democrats are attempting to replace white people by having open borders and taking as many foreigners in the country as possible. I don't personally believe in the theory. It's just me. You can believe in what you want to believe in. What I do believe is that Democrats want to allow people to come across our borders in a gamble, hoping that they are going to vote for them. They're going to try to appear as if they are compassionate and we're the ones that did you a favor by letting you come here in the hopes that they can retain power by obtaining their vote come election times. So that's my theory. But that put to the side, this whole nonsense that they're going to start, it has begun. We are now the racists, conservatives, Republicans, independents that lean right, and even center Democrats that would like our country not to be overrun, and you have issues with the immigration system that we are currently running, which is none. Yes, you are now going to be a racist, and they're going to hold you to it. So let it begin. Here we go. Big surprise. Like, I didn't know this was coming, or anybody else didn't know this was coming. It was so obvious because it's the same game they play every second and fourth year during election time. Here comes all the name calling and pointing, and that's the only thing they have to run on. Do you notice the Democratic Party doesn't actually have any policies to run on? They only have the blame game and the pointing and calling people things that they are not, and fabrication of that we're all racists and whatnot. So let it begin. November's right around the corner. I'm down with it. So because we don't teach, I know I'm changing subjects here because that's all I had to say about that. But because we don't teach our kids anymore to respect this country, because we don't teach our kids true history, because we have allowed society to get out of control, we have situations like we had at the Lincoln Memorial on Saturday that are, I mean, just as disrespectful as you can get towards this country. Well, these graduates felt that it was okay that after, you know, I guess their big graduation, they were going to go out and party, which there's nothing wrong with going out and having a good time and celebrating. A lot of people go to college and it's a long four, maybe even longer, more years before graduation, and you want to cut loose because you just finished up a four-year or more degree and you're ready to conquer the world. You got a brand new piece of paper that claims that you are now educated in a particular subject and you're ready to seize the day. So I get it. I get the excitement and the partying and families being happy and going out to dinner to celebrate and whatever it is. I get it. That part is fine. Where the problem lies is that because, especially in D.C., because we're not teaching these kids to respect our country, we've shown them, or at least the left has shown them, what they deem as appropriate behavior, which is the toppling and disrespecting of statues in the United States in the summer of 2020. We have shown them and told them, or at least the left has, we haven't, but the left has, that this is a racist country and it's not worth saving. It needs to basically start over. We need to start new and get rid of all of our monuments, get rid of any type of history that we have because they say we are a racist country. You know, I mean, getting rid of history or anything, that's not directly linked to any type of communistic dictator prior to this. This is something brand new the left thought of, right? Sure. Okay, that's exactly what Mao did. It's exactly what Stalin did. It's exactly what Hitler did. They're following the same playbook, which is once you eliminate history and people don't know their history, they're a lot easier to conquer. So, but the Lincoln Memorial was closed Saturday morning following a local university's graduation celebration that left litter, broken bottles, and spilled wine and champagne coverings at the steps. The National Mall's NPS tweeted around 9 a.m. Saturday morning, "We will reopen as soon as the area has been cleaned and made safe." The tweet included a picture of the site cordoned off with barriers and caution tape, as well as a park worker sweeping up the litter from the steps of the site. If you were part of that, shame on you. You should know better. Okay, now I could really turn this around on everybody, but you should know better. But the reason that you don't know better is because the left has convinced you that our country is a bad country. You don't really care. You don't have respect for anything. I mean, nowadays people don't even have respect for themselves. You know, everybody's willing to do the most stupid, dramatic, shocking thing in the world that they can think of just to become a little bit popular or to have something go viral. You're willing to do it all instead of standing firm for what you believe in, being enough just to yourself. You don't need to be enough for everybody else. You just need to be enough for you. Instead of living by those principles, God first, you second, and then be enough just for you. Be happy with who you are, or if you need to make changes, make the changes you make. Everybody's looking for the limelight. Everybody wants a little piece of the spotlight. Everybody nowadays needs their 15 minutes, but the problem is that so much has been done in society that there's hardly any shock value left. I got to be honest, there's not too many things anymore that I see that are really shocking to me, and it's a shame that we have gotten to that point in our lives, but that is the way it is. So these people do not respect themselves and are willing to go to any length to get their 15 minutes. Well, because they don't have respect for themselves, they obviously can't have respect for our country and monuments. So they do things like this, and they definitely know better. And moms and dads out there, if your kid didn't know better or you participated with your kids in these actions, shame on you specifically and shame on them. You should have taught your child a whole lot better. But this is part of the game, people. You know, I mean, look at the disrespect. What is worth respecting anymore? They disrespect everything all day, every day. There is nothing, you know, that is too far. There's nothing off limits. This is what the left is creating. This is the society that they are breeding and bringing up through indoctrination tactics. It's sad to watch. It's scary to see. But unfortunately, this is the direction we're heading. Young people, just know that that was wrong. I mean, that's the main message here. If nobody has told you that, and for some odd reason, more than likely anybody listening to me has parents that have already told them that, and they are well aware of that. One other way I could turn this upside down is, for all of you leftists, if you thought that it was okay to pollute the planet, wink, wink, you're so dumb, I guess you're not too concerned about climate change and slumping and glumping because you don't care. You're just going to pollute things, leave them a mess and disgusting and dirty, causing people more work and producing more trash unnecessarily, broken bottles and champagne tops and glasses and whatnot. Well, I guess they're not being recycled. Now they're going into a landfill somewhere, which I guess is only expediting climate change. So you're not doing a real great job there if you really want to start nitpicking and calling people out for stupid things. But you should know, and like I said, anybody that's listening to this, I'm sure their parents did tell them, believe me, this is not the correct actions of anyone, let alone a group of graduates, which are, for better or worse, young adults. You definitely know better than to be destroying things and leaving garbage and everything all over the floor. So please, you know, act appropriately, behave the right way. All right, and from that, into some funny news. Yes. A letter sent to Nancy Pelosi, the Archbishop of California, sent her a letter that she does not believe that Nancy Pelosi, because of her stance on abortion, should be taking Holy Communion anymore. He also wrote on Twitter, after numerous attempts to speak with Speaker Pelosi to help her understand the grave evil that she is perpetuating, the scandal that she is causing, and the danger to her own soul she is risking, I have determined that she is not to be admitted Holy Communion. You know what? I got to be honest. I'm surprised. Maybe it's just me, but I didn't think Nancy Pelosi went to church. I got to be surprised. I'm kind of surprised. I would think that if Nancy Pelosi walked into church, she would spontaneously combust into a ball of fire. That would be my guess. So communion, I don't think she should have been taken regardless of her position on abortion, because that lady's so damn evil, I didn't even think she could make it up to the front of the church. Like I said, I thought she would just kind of evaporate as she passed through the doors. That's the kind of person I believe she is. But it is nice to see that the Catholic Church is taking a stance on this. But after the whole fiasco with abortion and the Pope giving Joe Biden the okay to continue to take abortion, even though Joe Biden is an advocate for destroying the lives that obviously God put here to be created. Because once conception happens, there is a soul for that little, what do they call it, cluster of cells. Yeah, well, that little cluster of cells already has a soul. It has a name. It has a time clock. It knows that God knows exactly when he or she is going to pass. He knows all the troubles that they're going to go through. Yes, it's all preset. He knows what time it is. So you have just killed another human being. And since the Pope was okay with that, I certainly didn't think that the Archbishop of California would come out against Speaker Pelosi because of her position on abortions. But it is nice to see that she should be turned down, not saying that it's going to happen, but I guess in theory, she should be turned down going forward if she tries to receive communion. Again, I wouldn't give it to her anyways, but that's just me. Now, Bill Mayer has been, I don't know what's going on there other than he believes that the left has got to a point where everything that they are doing is beyond ridiculous and beyond sanity, so he's trying to bring some sanity back. That's the only thing that I could think, because believe me, he is, you know, left, he's a liberal. He is not a conservative. His opening monologue that was out this weekend for a show on HBO, it's long. I would like for you, it's 9 minutes. I'm not going to do the entire 9 minutes, but probably 4 to 5 minutes of it I'd like you to hear, because he more or less is destroying, and I mean destroying, the left, especially pertaining to transgenderism, the LGBTQ community, and what is being done about it in the United States today. I thought it was a pretty good monologue, so here that is. Bear with me. It is interesting to listen to. I doubt you turn away, so here it is.
And finally, new rule, if something about the human race is changing at a previously unprecedented rate, we have to at least discuss it. Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation. According to a recent Gallup poll, less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054. I'm just saying that when things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies? Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Cap'n Crunch's Oops All Berries? It wasn't that long ago when adults asked a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? They meant, what profession? In the wake of America about to lose abortion rights, the ACLU recently tweeted a list of those who would be disproportionately harmed by this. You would think women might top that list. No, wasn't even on the list. Second on the list was LGBT. Really? Abortion rights affects gay and trans people more than, you know, breeders? I'm happy for LGBT folks that we now live in an age where they can live their authentic lives openly. And we should always be mindful of respecting and protecting. But someone needs to say it. Not everything's about you. Because we're literally experimenting on children. Maybe that's why Sweden and Finland have stopped giving puberty blockers to kids. Because we just don't know much about the long-term effects. Although common sense should tell you that when you reverse the course of raging hormones, there's going to be problems. We do know it hinders the development of bone density, which is kind of important if you like having a skeleton. Fertility and the ability to have an orgasm seem also to be affected. This isn't just a lifestyle decision, it's medical. Weighing trade-offs is not bigotry. Yet when a book questioning the sudden uptick in transitioning children was released, a trans lawyer with the ACLU named Chase Strangio tweeted, stopping the circulation of this book and these ideas is 100% a hill I will die on. How very civil liberties of him. Chase, by the way, has just been named one of the grand marshals of this year's New York City Pride March, along with three other trans people and a lesbian. Huh, what's missing here? Oh, right, a gay man. That's where we are now. Gay men aren't hip enough for the gay pride parade. Yes, part of the rise in LGBT numbers is from people feeling free enough to tell it to a pollster, and that's all to the good. But some of it is, it's trendy. Remember, the prime directive of every teen is anything to shock and challenge the squares who brought you up. Dr. Erica Anderson is a prominent 71-year-old clinical psychologist who is herself transgender and who now says, I think it's gone too far. The LA Times summarizes, she's come to believe that some children identifying as trans are falling under the influence of their peers and social media. What are the odds of that happening in Youngstown, Ohio? If this spike in trans children is all natural, why is it regional? Either Ohio is shaming them or California is creating them. If we can't admit that in certain enclaves there is some level of trendiness to the idea of being anything other than straight, then this is not a serious science-based discussion. It's a blow being struck in the culture wars using children as cannon fodder. I don't understand parents who won't let their 9-year-old walk to the corner without a helmet, an EpiPen, and a GPS tracker. And God forbid their lips touch dairy. But but hormone blockers and genital surgery, fine. Talk about a nut allergy. I'm sure the vast majority of parents do not take this lightly, and that it's very hard to know when something is real or just a phase. And I understand being trans is different. It's innate. But kids do also have phases. They're kids. It's all phases. The dinosaur phase, the Hello Kitty phase. Mm-hmm. One day they want to be an astronaut, the next day you can't get them to leave their room. Gender fluid. Kids are fluid about everything. If kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses. I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God nobody took me seriously and scheduled me for eye removal and peg leg surgery.
All right, I cut a bunch of the laughter out as much as I could, but I wanted to get the point across. I think you got it for sure. Funny that he's saying the same thing that I've been saying for a long time now about this whole trans movement being very trendy. It just seems like that's the thing to do. Kids all online, it's just cool to say that or cool to do that, but when they do it, they find out it ain't so cool no more. And they end up having serious physical and psychological problems after it's all done because they wanted to do something that was, quote unquote, trendy. I also love what he is saying about parents there. Yes, a lot of parents take this serious, but if 8-year-olds, and this is for all parents, knew what they wanted to do, like you said, we'd all be cowboys and princesses. I mean, give me a break. When do you let an 8-year-old make a decision about anything? Your mom and dad, you're supposed to be making the decisions for them because they're reckless little people with good hearts, but they're reckless. You know, they don't understand life the way that, well, the way that most adults do. There's some adults that, yeah, I would challenge an 8-year-old, and I'm sure the 8-year-old understands life a whole hell of a lot more than maybe some 30 and 40-year-olds that are around town. The point is, what he is saying is absolutely true. Although in his monologue, you know, he's meant to poke fun and get some laughs out of it, at the end of the day, there is so much truth wrapped up in that. It was 9 minutes. I chopped out a bunch. Like I said, it's around 5 minutes from that you heard. Anything else, you know, was just more comedy than it was actually making serious points. But there's so much truth wrapped up in that. It's unreal. And I just hope that the majority of Americans are waking up to see that. The left is pushing this agenda so hard. And why? There's always a motive why. Listen, political parties don't just do things just for the sake of doing them. There's always a reason that they are doing what they're doing. There's always a motive behind it. Always. No matter what you think, always. Believe me, if all of a sudden you see a story, for example, like Johnny Depp and the Amber Turd file, court case, okay, there's something else going on. They want to distract you to pay attention to that while they're doing something else. Notice all of that was going on distracting you. And now all of these shootings have been happening miraculously right around the same time that the WHO is trying to take over being able to control what you do medically. You think that's a coincidence? Do you think that nobody has said a word about the meeting that they're having over there, that they're discussing how we're going to lose our sovereignty, how we're going to let the World Health Organization, how we're going to let them handle pandemics where we don't have a say as a nation, as an independent nation, we're losing our sovereignty to them? Come on. It's never so simple. You remember all the noise that was happening, and I can't be specific around that time, but when Obama was flying a plane load of cash over to the Arab nations to pay off terrorists in the middle of the night, and you were hearing about everything else under the sun about instead of anything about that. Because I would say most Americans would disagree with that. Why would you want to fund an organization that's only going to use that money to come back and attack us? Doesn't make sense. But that is what political parties do. Anything else that you are hearing that looks or appears that it is such big news is a distraction while they do what they're doing. So why such a heavy push on the transgender issue? My theory, believe me, this is just a theory. I can't confirm this, but my theory is a sick society is much easier to control and take over than a healthy, strong, thriving economy with strong-minded and strong-willed people. You are confusing children. You are making them scared about what they can and can't say on social media. They're worried about offending everybody. What they say could get them canceled, and they don't want to be canceled. They make examples out of people by destroying their lives for the smallest of incidents. And that is the example that they're using to scare you not to do whatever it is you think that you're going to do. I know that you saw, or I hope that you saw, the one in Wisconsin where there was a couple boys who are having sexual assault or sexual harassment allegations placed on them in the school for misgendering a young lady who says that their pronouns are they, them. I guess they're plural. There must be more than one girl there. I don't know, but that's beyond the point. That what the whole scenario here for them is, this is part of their whole fear tactic and scare tactic for you. You can do this. Imagine a 13-year-old, how scared they are now. You're having all these problems. Mom's got a lawyer up because they don't know what the future holds. What it is about fear. It's about control. It's about making a society sick. Because now these little boys, you think they're going to misgender somebody again? I mean, God bless them. I know one of the young men there said it's his constitutional right to say whatever he wants to say, and God bless him for it. It's a wonderful thing. He was standing up for himself. But the fear is always going to remain because it's not going to just end at the school. I'm sure local media over there is running it to death. It's already a national story. So if it's national, you know it's even bigger locally. And these poor kids are going to get harassed and shamed and whatever else by the left because it's making an example out of them so that if any of you dare step out of line, this is what's going to happen to you, even for the tiniest of infractions. Making a sickness. This is where everybody gets sick because nobody is openly speaking their mind anymore. Free speech is gone because you're scared to say anything because you're looking at the situations around you, seeing what everybody else is going through, what everybody else is dealing with on a variety of things that they may have said or done, which are probably nothing. But look at the penalty they're paying for those things, and people are just going to keep their mouth shut. This whole transgenderism thing is a perfect example of that. You know, it's making a society sick, making these young kids sick. You know, Democrats play the long game, believe me, and we're in that moment right now. They can make the kids sick now. They will just be disasters as adults, which makes them completely easy to manipulate and fool and control. And if you don't think it's going that way, believe me, you're not paying attention. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you are doing these things to a society, there is no benefit to them except the benefit of them gaining more power by keeping your children sick, by making sick adults. That's where it's going. I like that Bill Maher and people like this are pointing it out. The more allies we have on the left that are showing the insanity, we don't have to agree with them on everything, believe me, but we definitely need to work together. Because the more people that are willing to step up, take the shots, and tell the truth to waken up both sides to what is really and truly going on here in the United States, that's how we win. We win when we stand together and we all speak out against it and say, no, it's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Period. The end. And they will have no choice at that time but to back off. And that's where we need to get to. I'm hoping we're going in that direction because you do see a lot of people that you would never imagine would say anything against the left or anything against liberalism. You see a lot of them calling them out and making comments about this, about these types of situations. So I think we're headed in a positive direction, but I thought that was a pretty good audio clip. It's a lot longer than that. If you want to catch it, it's a little over 9 minutes. I think you'll be surprised who's on the panel because it's Donna Brazile and oh, I forget the comedian's name. He's a great comedian. He's definitely, you know, centered, right-leaning, but he's definitely, I want to say Alan. It's not Alan. Doesn't matter. Anyways, if you end up checking out the video clip, when you see him, you'll know exactly what comedian he is. He's a pretty funny guy. It's interesting. You know, the stuff that I cut out, not really worth hearing. There's a couple curse words here and there. But, yeah, interesting clip nonetheless. It's nice to see that we're all starting to work together, starting to come to some type of a unity with one another against this radical left that is attacking us every single day. So, all right, it's Monday. I know you haven't seen any videos come out for me in probably 10 or 11 days. Believe me, that is not intentional. Well, let me stop. It is intentional because I'm trying to get everything together where I'm going to have it work well enough that every time I do my podcast, it will be filmed. I'll run straight through everything, and then it will be in audio format and video format. That's my hope. That's what I'm trying to do, just to expand my audience. So it's not that I gave up on it. It's that I'm trying to work out on the technical side and the best way for me to do it. Once I get that all taken care of, we're going to be good to go. Then you can see this ugly face and hear this ugly face or ugly voice 5 days a week. So if you like what you're hearing, please rate and review me, especially on Apple. It does help in some way or another. I don't know how their algorithms work. you could also tell some people about me, help me get additional downloads if you'd like. If you'd like to follow me, Twitter at LJConSercrn. I am on Truth at The Real Little Joe, Parler at The Real Little Joe, YouTube Little Joe CC, Rumble Little Joe's Conservative Corner, Facebook Little Joe's Conservative Corner. And if you'd like to reach out to me, go to littlejoecc.com, go to the contact section, and I will respond. Have a wonderful Monday. You know, first day has either just begun or it's just about over, and we are grinding. See you tomorrow.